On a related theme, just listen to this as a quote. Our health service has experienced near constant trolley and waiting list crises for decades, and with an unprecedented increase in international protection applications in recent months, the current accommodation system is overwhelmed and is no longer safe. That's the warning from the Society of Specialists in Public Health Medicine. I'm joined now by its chair, Dr. Douglas Hamilton. Dr. Hamilton, thanks very much for talking to us today. You're calling for an urgent whole-of-government response to this situation. Can you outline, first of all, please, though, how big the problem is as you see it right now?
Yeah, look, first of all, I think it's important just to say that we as a society are proud of how Ireland has accepted so many people displaced by the war in Ukraine, and also proud of the swift response and tireless work of the HSE to try and provide the services required. So just that as an important first thing to say. But I mean, yes, we feel that there is a crisis at the moment, a real crisis. And we feel it is now time to activate a national cross-government emergency management and coordination response, with clear governance, seamless information sharing between government departments and services, etc.
What are the potential public health issues that you're most concerned about?
Well, look, with the background of the housing crisis that has been discussed previously in the programme, and also the already very stretched health services, such as GPs are very stretched, hospital outpatient services, waiting lists are very long, the trolley issues that you mentioned, elective lists are getting very long, and that now in the background of about 500, up to 500 per week asylum seekers at the moment, up from about 50 per week a year ago. And, of course, the whole crisis with people displaced from the war in Ukraine arriving here. There are lots of things we're very, very concerned about here. One would be the risk of infectious disease outbreaks. With emergency accommodation in general, especially when it's in congregate settings, it's very challenging to prevent and control outbreaks, not only of COVID, but, for example, TB, measles, that, has been essentially eliminated from Ireland currently. Huge risks of this. We still don't have some very key health information systems in this country. For example, there's no case and incident management system for outbreaks. There's no national immunization information system.
And this is because people are arriving from countries where there are different vaccination regimes in place, and we don't necessarily know what they have or haven't had when they arrive here.
Yes, absolutely. But not only that, they come from very fractured backgrounds or countries where services are fragmented and maybe not existent at all. So the childhood vaccination programs would be very weak, and the COVID vaccination program might have been very weak and fractured. So they come here unprotected, essentially, in no okay. fault of their own.
So TB is an issue, you say. Hepatitis?
Hepatitis, definitely. What we call bloodborne viruses, hepatitis B and C, particularly. But there are also complex health needs. I mean, these come from the war refugees, the refugees from Ukraine, but also others would be coming from war zones, and they have very complex emotional, physical, mental health needs, and we just have our own services also stretched.
So basically putting somebody who is at potential risk, if not actually suffering from PTSD, into a tent with 15 other people is the last thing that you should be doing in these circumstances.
Well, it's certainly a huge risk, but it's also the broader issues that we already have these stresses on our system, and then we have these people with extremely, sometimes extremely complex needs, then joining the list, the queues for these services. But you're right, in terms of if somebody's acutely traumatized, arrives in a tent, we have to make sure that they have the security that they require, the space that they require, the food, water, the ventilation that's required, okay. and isolation facilities. You know, I was talking about outbreaks and infectious diseases. So if they don't have isolation capacity, it's a big problem.
The last line of your letter, Douglas, on behalf of the Irish Society of Specialists, calls for the government to activate the national emergency management structures. What difference would that make if that button was to be pressed today?
Well, a crisis like this, there are broader well-being needs that need to be addressed, and the services are coordinated, such as childcare, schooling, housing, employment and work. All of this is being overwhelmed at the moment. That, to me, and to us, is a crisis for society. The services need to be properly coordinated. There needs to be clear governance. There needs to be clear lead agency, clear governance as to who does what, where, and when. There needs to be seamless information sharing between government departments and services to ensure that all of these people get what they need to become part of our community and society. And that needs a cross-government response. And we suggest, learning from COVID and how well that worked, that this would be the national emergency management and coordination structures.
Okay. Dr. Douglas Hamilton, Chair of the Society of Specialists in Public Health Medicine, thank you very much for joining us this morning.